Knock, knock, homeless Florida man allegedly sets fire to tent with person inside. By Elaine Mallon on July 24, 2023. A homeless Florida man is charged with first-degree arson after allegedly setting fire to a tent at a homeless encampment with a person inside of it. Witnesses in nearby tents heard the victim scream out for help and then saw his tent engulfed with flames on May 28, Click Orlando reported. The Orlando Fire Department responded to the scene at 3:45 p.m., and the victim was transported to the hospital suffering burns on his arms and legs. The victim told authorities that he heard someone say knock knock, and he watched as suspect Reginald DeMarcus Williams, known as Marco, poured something on his tent and lit a match. Witnesses interviewed said they had heard the victim scream out Marco before they saw the flames. An accelerant detection canine inspected the tent and demonstrated an alert on the carpet that the tent was sitting on, specifically where the carpet and tent were melted together. Authorities then pulled surveillance footage from a chevron nearby to the encampment. Footage showed a man matching Williams' description go inside the gas station with a red gas can. He then walks to the gas pump and then out to the woods toward the camp. Police say there is probable cause Williams set the man's tent on fire. Homeless encampments have become increasing eyesores and safety concerns for cities across the country. Since 2016, chronic homelessness has risen by 65%, U.S. News reported. In March, Congressman Darren Soto, FL09, representing Orlando, announced that the city received more than $9.5 million to provide new and rehabilitated affordable housing and to assist the homeless. Cities across the country are working every day to address the tough issues of homelessness, housing affordability, and building livable neighborhoods for all, said Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Support from the federal government is essential to our efforts. Florida has the third highest homeless population, with over 25,000 counted in 2022.